My fellow Australians, good afternoon. Aussie Kozak here with another update. Some very disturbing news. The footage you're about to see is of a Western Sydney mother of two being sexually assaulted, indecently assaulted by police officers. This is a video which is very disturbing. The police minister should resign. David Elliott, you must resign. You must take responsibility for the madness. A mother has been assaulted indecently by police officers. Male police officers have grabbed her, lifted up her dress, exposing her underwear under the pretext of checking documents for COVID compliance. Now, this is a mother of two who was walking through the park. She's been identified as a third-year nursing student. It's a woman starting to become a nurse. She's so traumatized by the incident, she's actually decided to discontinue her career. Now we have the footage of the incident, and we also have exclusive footage on the Aussie Kozak channel of this young lady, this young mother, speaking out and saying, having her say. And this is something the mainstream media will never show you. You know, Channel 7, Channel 9, Channel 10, the ABC, they will never show you this footage. They will never give a voice to ordinary Australians. They will never show anything or publish anything which goes against the government narrative. Have a look at this footage. It's very disturbing. Share this video far and wide. Give your opinion in the comments below. I know many of you are going to be outraged. The police have seemed to be attacking women a lot lately, starting with Monica Smith in jail as a political prisoner for committing a thought crime. Going on to a 70-year-old elderly lady in Melbourne getting bashed and finished off with pepper spray by Victorian police officers. Now we have this very disturbing footage coming out of Western Sydney. Police officers from the Public Order and Riot Squad indecently assaulting a woman. Now, if this was committed by, Middle Eastern youths, they would be all in jail, facing rape charges or attempted rape charges. So what we have is double standards. We have one set of rules for the police, who are seemingly immune from prosecution, who get away with assault, intimidation, harassment, and sexual assault, indecent assault. This is really, really disturbing. If a bloke did this to his wife, he'd be in jail, bail denied, and charged with a raft of offences. We need some answers. We need David Elliott, the police minister, to resign. The fish rots from the head. We can blame these police officers, but at the end of the day, they're just going to say they're following orders. Gladys Berejiklian, you have failed the women of New South Wales. You have Dan Andrews, you have failed the women of Victoria. My heart goes out to the woman in this video, and she's got a few comments as well. She's come on the channel. She sent in her video. We're going to publish it now. It really is disgusting. It really is disgusting that, we as men must stand up and defend the women of Australia. We must defend Monica Smith. We must defend, this young nursing student, this mother of two who has been indecently assaulted. Let me know what you think in the comments below. I'm sure the police are reading what we think of them as well. Make sure you subscribe, join the channel, share this video far and wide before it gets censored and deleted. God bless Australia.
Say your name. Can I get your name, please? Thank you. What's their names? What's your names? You are a disgrace. What's your names? Are they going to? Do you know their names? Do they know the name? Do you know the names? What department are you from? What station are you from? What station are you from?
Good afternoon, good evening, Australia. My name is Natalia, and I'm a mother of two children from Southwest Sydney. I have never been in trouble with the police. I have no criminal records. I'm a year 3 nursing student. But after being incidentally assaulted by the New South Wales police, I'm resigning in protest. I was simply walking in the park with the other female friend. When male riot police tackled me to the ground, demanded I produce my documents and lifted my skirt, exposed my underwear and private parts. I sustained injuries and bruising to my legs and part of my body. I feel violated. I feel traumatized. I have been studying to become a nurse for the last 3 years of my life, and in protest to the government campaign of fear and tyranny, I resign in protest. I know that thousands of other Australian doctors and nurses feel the same way as I do. To the men of Australia, where are you? The woman needs your help and protection. Police are out of control, bashing the elderly and incidentally assaulting mothers and health professionals. The government general need to step in and stop this madness.